This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure you guys have surmised that I'm not a young spring chicken. That I'm, into middle age. I'm in my 40s, right? Deep into my 40s. I can't pretend that I just got into my 40s and that there's a typo on my birth certificate. I'm deep into my 40s. No, the birthday coming up in a few months, but I'm blessed. Thank the Lord. I'd rather get older than the alternative. But it's been probably a good 20-some years since I got my driver's license. 25, 30 years? How old am I? Yeah. Going on close to 30 years since I got my driver's license. And to get your driver's license, you have to do a written test. You have to take driver's ed. I remember taking driver's ed. I remember you had to, drive. I didn't have to. I don't think I had to do a test with the DMV. I think I had to do a test with my driver's ed teacher, who was even rougher than the DMV. And he took me on Dead Man's Curve. I don't know if they still call it Dead Man's Curve in Phoenix. I forget if it's Tatum Boulevard or something, but there's a street near the mountains. Is it a Superstition Mountain or Superstition Highway? But anyway, it's this curve that a lot of people get killed on. And so, I had to drive that at night for my driver's ed test. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, ah, I'm screaming because I was on Dead Man's Curve. But I passed. And the one thing I remember, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, because there's all these new changes now. Like, you don't add two spaces after a period when you start a new sentence when typing. You don't do that anymore. Even though when I grew up, I would get, smacked on the wrist with a ruler by my typing teacher. I'd get an IBM Selectric thrown at me if I didn't do the two spaces after the period. I mean, these were rules you just didn't disobey. And now I'm watching my son put a period, a space, and a capital letter without breaking a sweat. And I'm like, you don't understand. That was like a rule that I would get in big trouble for. So I get rules are different. But one rule that I kind of remember when I was going through driver's ed is you're not supposed to drive on the shoulder. That's not a passing lane. I think they call it a shoulder. Do they still call it a shoulder? Where, though it doesn't really look like a joint to me, where it's this, you have the right lane, you have the middle lane, you have the super fast lane, which is my favorite, driving the fast lane. Anyway, okay, but then when you go back to the right lane, the slow lane, right, the Mr. Magoo lane, you have then a solid line and a narrower lane, and then just the asphalt just goes off into the desert. I live in Las Vegas, so it's like desert all over, right? And so that's called the shoulder. Well, I'm driving, and even when you're in urban areas, there's still that shoulder there. And I think it's supposed to provide a buffer, or a shoulder buffer so you don't, go and hit the side or whatever. Well, I'm driving along Vegas, and the last few days, I start to see cars in the shoulder. And I was like, what? And I see another car go, and, the traffic's getting bad in Vegas. We're turning to a mini L.A., so the traffic can be really, really bad. So what do? I drive on the shoulder. And you know what? It felt good. I felt like I was being so bad driving on the shoulder, but everybody else is driving on the shoulder. And I'm like, if he's doing it, I can do it. know, this whole idea, if somebody's jumping off a cliff, would you do that? I think it's so true. It doesn't matter how seasoned you are. You see somebody making a new lane. That lane could go off a cliff. You just don't care. It's a new lane. You get to bypass traffic. That's a paper I want to write in terms of the psychology about traffic. How you would do anything to get out of bumper-to-bumper traffic and be in a lane. The euphoria you have, those of you from L.A., because I lived in L.A. too. The euphoria you had when you were able to switch lanes and be able to go maybe 50 yards unobstructed. And then, of course, slam on your brakes because you're back in traffic again. But having that extra, while everybody else is in traffic, you have that extra lane. It's euphoric. So then I drove to work today, and again, the shoulder. People are on the, there are new lanes made where no lanes used to never be. I mean, man is going where no man has gone before. And I'm a little nervous because it is too tempting and too addictive. In fact, I cannot wait to leave work early just so I can drive on the shoulder. I just can't believe I've never been allowed to drive on the shoulder. Whenever I've done that, it's always been an accident, or it's because I dropped my phone, or I have to scratch or something. You know, and this is actually now, like, almost allowed. And so I think, and I posted on Facebook, because I just want, you know, someone to school me on what the hell is going on. I think there's some construction thing, and they're allowing, because there's so much traffic, for us to, they just made the dotted line. They made the straight line a dotted line. Or a broken up line, a lane line. But the lane's not big enough. I'm telling you guys right now, the lane's not big enough. These are shoulders. So, you know, many of you guys come to Vegas because you're like, you think, you know, we are the city where, you know, you get to just go crazy. And I'm like, no, you know what, people go crazy everywhere else. You know, there's casinos in the Midwest. There's strip clubs, you know, also in the Midwest. There's, you know, what you have in Vegas, you could find all throughout the country. But I'm telling you right now, I have never, in my 40-some years of life, and in all my years of travel and miles that I've put on, I have never seen on-the-shoulder driving allowed. So if you guys want to really live life dangerously, you know, and take a, you know, I don't know, ride on the wild side, come to Vegas, drive on the 215, and drive on that shoulder. Ah, it's exhilarating. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a judge has ruled against an unvaccinated teen who sued the health department over the chickenpox policy. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but this was a Kentucky judge. Well, there was a teenager who was banned from school and the extracurricular activities because he didn't have the MMR vaccine. And he didn't have, he was unvaccinated. And the local health department had implemented a policy after an outbreak of chickenpox affected 32 people, which is 13% of the student body. Oh, I'm sorry, it was the chickenpox vaccine he didn't get, not the MMR. And he goes to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Assumption Academy in Walden, Kentucky. And the student, Jerome Kunkel, refuses the chickenpox vaccine, citing his Christian faith. In response to the outbreak, the Northern Kentucky Health Department announced that all students at the school who did not have proof of vaccination or proof of immunity against chickenpox will not be allowed to attend school until 21 days after the onset of rash for the last ill student or staff member. So the school's sports and extracurricular activities were canceled to avoid the spread of illness. Now, Kunkel is a senior at the school. This is his senior year. He had high hopes for the sports and whatever. He filed a lawsuit over the health department's decision, because now this affects his basketball season. And he said, the fact that I can't finish my senior year of basketball, like our last couple of games, is pretty devastating. I mean, you go through 4 years of high school playing basketball, but you look forward to your senior year. And I get that. I get that. And none of the basketball team members were vaccinated for chickenpox, the school's principal told the health official. And they say only 18% of the school's students are fully vaccinated, a school official told the local health department. One of its students had been treated at Cincinnati Children's Hospital with joint pain and difficulty moving limbs, was found to have chickenpox as well as a superinfection. So chickenpox, looks like, is starting to make a comeback in unvaccinated circles. As you know, chickenpox is very contagious. You start getting these blisters, these vesicles. Pox. Pox are like blisters. And you start getting them on the chest, then they move, they itch. You get fever, malaise, sometimes runny nose. You feel kind of bad, but it's very contagious, and you get it through droplet transmission. We do not want people who are immunosuppressed getting it. We don't want pregnant women getting it. Anybody with weakened immune systems, because chickenpox can be deadly. It can be. Not commonly, but it can. So the student was told he couldn't attend or play in any upcoming basketball games because test results showed that he was not immune to chickenpox. Kunkel and his father told WLWT that he was being discriminated against because of religious beliefs. Now, Kunkel had argued that missing weeks of school may also have lifelong consequences and alleged that the health department had acted in retaliation for his exercise of his religious beliefs. Now, the health department responded that it had ordered the temporary ban because of the chickenpox outbreak, not because he wasn't vaccinated. So that's what they said. They were trying to control an outbreak. After hearing on Monday, and I know some of you guys are going, well, what about the flu shot? We're going to talk about that in a second. After hearing on Monday, Boone County Circuit Judge James Schrand rejected the boys' request to prevent the health department from enforcing its school and activities ban. The judge rejected many of the claims and pointed out that one of his parents had signed a state form that allows rejection of immunizations on religious grounds, but notes that the child may not be able to attend school for weeks if there's an outbreak. So in response to the judge's ruling Tuesday, the Northern Kentucky Health Department said it was pleased with the court's careful and thorough review of the evidence. And they say the court's ruling underscores a critical need for public health departments to preserve the safety of our entire community, and in particular the safety of those members of our community who are most susceptible to the dire consequences when a serious infectious disease such as varicella is left unabated and uncontrolled. Okay, this is where I have to say something, people. Okay, I'm pro-vaccines. I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm about to say as my not being pro-vaccines. I am pro-vaccines. I think vaccines save lives. I think they are the benefits way outweigh the risks. And I vaccinated my children. I've been vaccinated. I am very, very pro-vaccine. Now, this is, though, what is confusing me. Okay? There are certain, shall we say, rights that we are supposed to have. And when I see laws and government and legislators start making these random rules, like, okay, if you weren't vaccinated against MMR, you can't go to school and you can't use public transportation, which is going on in New York, one of the New York cities, counties. Or in this case, if you haven't been vaccinated against chickenpox, you can't go to school because we have a chickenpox outbreak. And again, they say that the public health departments need to preserve the safety of our entire community, especially those who are susceptible to the dire consequences when a serious infectious disease, such as varicella. Now, what I want to know is where's the consistency? Why then didn't they do this for flu? Flu is deadly. And more commonly deadly. I think the flu killed 80,000 people in America last year. It killed a lot of kids. We have more flu-related deaths. Did they close down schools for that? Now, this year they did. Some schools did close down. But did they ban any children who weren't vaccinated? They didn't. So, and again, I'm pro-vaccine. And I am pro-preventing those in the community that are vulnerable. I'm a fan of herd immunity. But what I don't understand, and this is why I am a little suspicious of some retaliatory agenda, if a health department or a school is that concerned about a deadly virus that is just wiping through a community and coming through a school, and we know it has deadly implications, then why isn't this rule applied then to flu? Well, a lot of people don't want the flu shot, and that's okay. You can't pick and choose. You're either pro-vaccine or you're not pro-vaccine. So if you're going to make these rules because you're mad that they didn't get an MMR or they didn't get a chickenpox vaccine, but you have tons of people that won't get the flu vaccine, but you're saying, oh, that's okay because a lot of people don't get the flu vaccine. That, you see, there's a little hypocrisy there. If your main goal is to really prevent others from getting an infectious disease that's deadly, then you would have been all over this sort of recommendation when it was flu season and flu peak. So something's not right here. And again, I'm pro-vaccine, but I just something's not sitting right. Now, God forbid Ebola comes to this country. Oh, I mean, you shut everything down. We quarantine. We watch people for 21 days. Do homeschool through the computer. You could do schooling online. Everybody stay home. There's Ebola around the place for that, whatever. Okay? But this very dramatic response with measles and chickenpox, even though I am scared by measles and I am scared by chickenpox and I don't like these infectious diseases out there, we still have people coming down with flu. So you're letting an unvaccinated child who didn't get vaccinated for flu come on campus, but not the one who didn't get the chickenpox vaccine. Well, because, you know, chickenpox is around, and it is chickenpox. There's a little chickenpox cluster, and flu's still going around. There's more people getting the flu than chickenpox. So, you know, be consistent here. If you're really going to implement bans, and I get why, then you need to do it all across the board. You can't just isolate and target, right, kids who didn't get vaccinated against a certain disease. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
As we watch the best athletes in college basketball, should they be getting paid for their efforts? Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy says yes.
When you have a whole bunch of adults who are white making money off of the free labor of a whole bunch of young people who are largely African-American, that has to be part of why we consider this a civil rights issue.
In an exclusive interview with CNN, the NBA's Adam Silver says there are a lot of issues involved, including those athletes who want to keep amateur status for the Olympics. Norm Coleman, national chairman of the Republican Jewish Coalition, has gone from calling President Trump a fraud and a bully before his election to now supporting his re-election campaign. He was asked why on CNN.
I watched him govern for 2 years. I watched him strengthen the U.S.'s relationship in ways that I've told you again and again. Appointing Nikki Haley as ambassador to the U.N., finally, you know, shutting the U.N. up on its continuous anti-Semitic efforts.
President and Vice President both speaking today at the coalition's conference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you know how Walmart is always in the news saying they're going to be raising minimum wage, or they keep, you know, trying to be at the forefront of things, and then they get all the news? Well, Target is getting on it, and Target... we're starting to see a little wage war here. Target's going to raise their minimum wage to $13 an hour, and with a goal of reaching $15 an hour by the end of 2020. So, they announced this today, and it's the latest step in a series of annual increases. It is made since it announced in September 2017. See, I don't remember. I remember Walmart got all the news, not Target. So they are going to raise their minimum starting hourly pay from $10 an hour to $15 over the next 3 years. Now, some of you are like, all right, yay, Target. Yeah, and I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. I'm a fan of Target. We spend a lot of money at Target. We go to Target a lot. But I just have to say this. I never run into an employee when I need one. Is that just me? maybe it's the couple of Targets I go to, but I go to Target and I need help. And I can never find anybody. And then I go to the checkout line, and again, I don't see anybody. Maybe there's a couple checkout. I mean, am I wrong? Is it, you know, I don't know, but I rarely see employees there. And then I'll see somebody in a red shirt. I'm like, oh, thank God, thank God. Okay, so I'm trying to find maxi pads, and they're like, ma'am, I don't work here. I go, well, can I pay you to just help me find what I need? Never wear a red shirt and go into Target, people. There's never employees around. And I'm a real fan of Target because they have a very clean look. Walmart has so many shelves, very narrow, narrow aisles. And it's like they have so much product. Target seems like, you know what? We're not going to stock every square footage with product. We'll have more room. And I have to admit, Target has a lot more space. I still can't find an employee. So even though everybody's like, oh, yay, Target's going to pay their employees more, I don't really see a lot of employees. So, you know, they could probably get away with that. I mean, I would be surprised if on a single day there's no more than 10 employees working at Target per hour. So, again, I'm not accusing them of anything. It's just I can never find them. Maybe they're always on break when I'm there. I don't know. So, this $13 an hour minimum is well above the federal minimum wage of $7.25, which is going to have to change, and we've talked about that. The $7.25 an hour has increased in 2009, and all 50 states of minimum wages, Washington, New York, San Francisco even have higher. And Target's rate is now going to be higher than Walmart. Remember, Walmart upped it to $11 an hour, and everyone's like, hey, Walmart. So Walmart jumped to 11. Amazon raised their hourly minimum wage to $15 an hour. So according to Chief Human Resources Officer Melissa Kremer, we'll continue to invest in learning and development resources for our existing team members to help them grow their careers. Target's starting wage was $3 an hour below Amazon's this past holiday season. And CEO Brian Cornell credited the company's wage and career options as part of the reason it hit its seasonal holiday hiring goals ahead of schedule. Apparently, they had to hire 120,000 seasonal team members in the fourth quarter. And I know there were some questions about, could we do that? And they did. Yeah, offer more money. That would be nice. Nice. Now, the U.S. unemployment rate continues to be at historically low levels, most recently just 3.8% in February, making competitive wages even more critical for recruiting and retaining workers. So Target, Walmart, Macy's, UPS, FedEx are trying to expand career development and training programs. They're fighting for you guys. They are fighting for you. Is that a good feeling? It's a great feeling. They say they're expanding career development and training programs, as well as other benefits like parental leave to attract candidates and lower turnover. During the most recent holiday season, retailers got even more creative, they said, offering things like giveaways, like $5,000 vacations, charity donations, and gift cards. Okay, so I've been a business owner, okay? And very interesting. You could pay well. And you can offer benefits. You can have incentives. But the one thing I don't know how to do, and I never have been able to do, is manage the and prevent the always calling out. They'd be fantastic workers, and they weren't looking for other jobs. But you know, you'd have amounts of leave and boom, would get sucked up right away. And I don't blame them. I mean, I've had to take off. I have kids. I have, you know, so I'm not saying it's malicious. I mean, things come up in people's lives. And the one thing I am dying to see these gurus do is figure out how to handle people calling out. Now, when I grew up, I learned that if you call out a lot, you're not going to keep your job. They're going to want people that are steady, stable, and come in. Which means if I have kids later or whatever, I'm going to have to just figure it out. Well, you have a growing population, and bless them, where they're honest with their employer. They're like, look, I got four kids. And with the second I get called from a school, I need to leave. So I'm going to be calling out. And so I think what a lot of jobs are realizing is the new population of today, the new America, is all about flexibility. You know, one of my jobs now is fantastic. It is so flexible. You know, I can do telemedicine from home. And I can log off whenever I need to. I don't. I wait till all the patients in the queue are taken care of. But if my Ducalax kicks in, I could technically shut it down and go. And I don't have to upset an employer. It's one of the best jobs I've ever had. And mind you, I loved waiting tables. I loved waiting tables. I loved working in the lab. I loved teaching. Every job I've had, I've loved. But I really love this job because I don't have to go through the calling out. You know, what do I do with my leave? I only have X amount of leave. I could just not work. You don't get paid when you don't work. But I don't have to have that fear of losing my job. That's pretty remarkable. So what do you do when you have a brick-and-mortar store like Target? So some of these companies may have to then, for these people that need to call out a lot, have the type of jobs where they can work from home or where they can work off hours. I love working nights and weekends. I mean, Game of Thrones doesn't come on for another 2 weeks, so that's only 1 hour. There's only what, going to be like 8 episodes? So I got plenty of time in my nights and weekends. Kids are getting older. They're kind of doing their thing. It's not like they want to hang out. So I could work. Let me do some of my work at home. Let me do some of my work at night. If all you need is a task done, then let me get that task done, and I'll do it on my own time. So for those of you out there that just kind of have the type of lifestyle where, you know, you really can't do the clocking in, and there's a lot of you out there, there will be more jobs available like that. But because of these brick-and-mortar stores, they are having to be creative because they want to make sure that you will clock in. You will come in. And how do you do that while still offering good leave? 1-877-DOCTOR, we'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say Alzheimer's may affect twice as many people as believed, after a study claims that millions more may have the toxic brain changes than they thought. Okay, you would think they would have figured this out. I'm under the impression that the majority of us are at risk. I don't want to sound like a pessimist, but I mean, now that we're living longer, and we're outliving a lot of the, you know, heart attacks and cancer, etc., you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the average person starts to have this sort of deterioration in the brain. The average, I'm saying. Not all. Not just a few. The average. I mean, in my family, we don't really do a lot of autopsies. A lot of religions, you don't really autopsy. Somebody dies, they die. and they, I mean, as long as it's not, you know, malicious. Yeah. But we don't really have a lot of longevity in our genes, and it's genes, okay? Yeah, it's not the work we're in, right? We're in pretty low key work. My father fixed appliances. It really wasn't that, it wasn't, that deadly in terms of, making millions of dollars. You know, he made a few bucks here and there, fixing people's appliances, but he died of a heart attack. He was a hardworking man, had some bad genes, but his mom had dementia. I'm not sure if it was multi-infarct dementia or Alzheimer's. We never did a brain biopsy. So, you made you wonder that maybe he would be developing the same if he would have outlived his heart attack. So I think a lot of us, would be behind the eight ball when it comes to dementia or Alzheimer's. But either something else takes us out, or if we do pass, nobody really stops and samples the brain. So Dr. Clifford Jack, an Alzheimer's researcher at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, said many sufferers have early symptomless signs of the disease. Doctors currently only diagnose patients with Alzheimer's when they show physical signs. But Dr. Jack and his colleagues found in a study of 2,500 people that twice as many had biological signs of the brain disease than were showing symptoms. And the sooner we find this, the better we could treat. 5.8 million Americans, they believe right now, have Alzheimer's. It's the most common cause of dementia. One of the most common neurological disorders next to Parkinson's. And they think it's buildup of amyloid protein and tau protein in the brain. And so when you get this buildup, then the neurons don't communicate with each other well in the brain, and so you get these little mishaps with your memory, with your communication, with the way you process things, judge. So Dr. Jack told the Telegraph that the prevalence of Alzheimer's disease are all based on, do you have dementia? He said, classically defined Alzheimer's undercounts people who have the pathology but do not have the symptoms. Now, remember I told you there was a study? And I know that this one has really bothered me. This one keeps me up at night. Where hearing loss may be a sign of dementia. And I know people didn't like that study, but it made sense, and it makes sense. Not all hearing loss is a deterioration of the ear and its organ and neurons. Sometimes it could be the ear is working fine, but your brain's not processing the sounds. Takes a good ENT or a neurologist to figure that out. But somebody who starts to have hearing issues, that could be a sign of the brain. You know, one issue that I have, but I've always had, it's called the cocktail party effect. I'm not at a cocktail party. No one invites me anymore. But, most of my friends are liberal. I don't get invited to the parties. Everybody's talking in a room. I can't understand. I need one person to say something one at a time. You know, I remember when I was growing up in school, teachers would say, one at a time, please. And I'm like, well, yeah, but we're all saying the same thing. And I was like, all right, well, she just wants to be spoken to one at a time. Well, now I know. Because I was doing that with my students. I was like, one at a time. And then, again, they all think they're the one at a time. They all talk. But if I have so many people talk at once, I can't hear. And my brain doesn't discriminate. It's a sound discrimination thing. Well, is that my brain or is it my ear? So it's concerning. Same thing with smell. The day I start to lose some of my smell instinct, and I mean, I'm good. I know which kid did what based on my nose. And when I start to lose that, that could be the brain. So what's going on? Do we have any promising drugs? Remember last week? A drug that looked promising gets abandoned. Biogen had to abandon a trial of its drug that was in kind of a late stage. Apparently the trial was in a second phase of human testing. And the medication, aducanumab, was not going to succeed. So Biogen and his partner, Eisai Company, had to pull the plug. It wiped 26% off Biogen's share price. That was equivalent to $17 billion. And experts predict a company which successfully creates an Alzheimer's drug would make money. But they say none have succeeded. And how many times have people tried? Over 100, they say. And the trial ended just 2 weeks after Eisai's CEO was bragging about how they're that close. Haruo Naito had said, "I believe we have gone through the riskiest stage." So he makes an announcement, then stocks rise, and then boom, it doesn't go. So this Alzheimer's, this progressive degenerative disease, basically you get this buildup of proteins. We don't know where these proteins come from. We think maybe we could block it in the liver, maybe we could figure out how to block it through the blood-brain barrier, but apparently you get these deposits. Then it disrupts the messages. And when you disrupt messages, some of these cells die. Die of loneliness, lack of communication. Maybe some of the amyloid protein prevents actual good blood flow or other sorts of nutrients, but the brain cells die. And when they die, the functions that those brain cells were destined to do are lost. You could lose memory, orientation, etc. They say on average, according to Daily Mail, patients live 5 to 7 years after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Some could live 10 to 15 years. But the early symptoms, which a lot of us have, are loss of short-term memory, disorientation, behavioral changes, mood swings, difficulty dealing with money or making a phone call. Every time I have to call a family member, I stutter, I hesitate, I forget their number. That could be early symptoms. Now, the later symptoms, this is where you have severe memory loss and you forget your family members, you forget familiar objects, places. You start becoming anxious. You get frustrated because you're unable to really make sense of the world. You start to get a little aggressive. You could lose the ability to walk even. May have problems eating. Most people with Alzheimer's, according to the Alzheimer's Association, end up needing 24-hour care. It is debilitating, and with the huge population of baby boomers that we have and the success we have in preventing premature death from, you know, cancer, heart attacks, etc., we are going to see more and more people with Alzheimer's. The timing is right for an entrepreneur to figure out what the hell to do. But they just can't. You know, nature is really winning on this one. I was so excited. A few years back on the show, they were talking about how they could stop the liver from overproducing amyloid that deposits in the brain. The question, though, was, the rest of your body needs amyloid. It's a very kind of big protein. So, and you know, some people say, I'll just stop eating meat. It's really not that. So our goal now is to prevent the other causes of dementia, like multi-infarct, where if you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or diabetes, you lose blood flow to the brain. So don't have that on top of everything so your brain could last as long as it can. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.